We can now go up to Sydney to talk to the General Manager of Football and soon to be the CEO of the Sydney Swans in Tom Harley. And unfortunately, it's not great news with Sam Naismith going down yesterday with an ACL. But let's welcome Tom. Good on you, Tom, and good luck for the year.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jared.
It hasn't started off on a great note, obviously. Sam Naismith is gone down, but it was always inevitable that the name Kurt Tippett would emerge very rapidly.
Yeah, look, it was extremely disappointing and flattening for everyone yesterday morning. I was probably about 20 metres away from Sam when he went down innocuously in a training drill. And I think it's important with all these sorts of things that the first thoughts for Sam, he's obviously a promising young player and someone that we had high hopes for this year. But so I think we'll let the dust settle on that before we really sort of talk about anything else. We've clearly got some depleted ruck stocks at the minute in sheer numbers, but we do have confidence in Callum Sinclair and high hopes for Darcy Gardner coming through, and then you start to look at alternatives as well. So this game can throw you all sorts of curveballs, and it's only March, but we've copped a good one early.
Lee Matthews, Tom, how are you? It's going to bring a big load on Callum Sinclair, but often you find, I mean, probably Stephen Martin, who played against the Swans last week, like the almost the big forwards who, like about mid-20s onwards, get a chance to be ruckman, and they can really excel. So I think Sinclair might have those capabilities.
Yeah, I agree with that, Lee. Ruckman they're unique in a list sense. They all like to be the number one, and Cal's got that opportunity clearly now with Kurt's retirement and Sam's injury. And a lot of ruckmen just require work, and he's certainly a workhorse type ruckman. He's a good athlete. He's not playing tomorrow night against the Giants with a really minor ankle, and that's a more conservative call, obviously, now than it probably was a week ago. But look, Cowart's played some really good footy West Coast. That's why we identified him. Hasn't had a real shot at ruck job at the Swans. He's kicked goals forward for us, so he'll have the first crack at it, and looking forward to seeing how he goes.
We were talking a bit earlier about the numbers they're talking for Tom Lynch, like the 1.5 for 10 years. That'll make Buddy Franklin worth about $2 million a year, I reckon.
he's in good form, Lance.
Wasn't he good last week?
I reckon the first conversation I had with him 3-4 years ago when I took the job was, Lance, we can just have a standard relationship because we're probably not going to talk about contracts during our tenure, but his form has been pretty good. He's got a few years to go yet, but certainly has something. He really looks after himself in the off-season, and he's one of those players that everyone's got a view on him, but when you see him up close, you see how hard he works and how much he loves his footy. And he had a few off-season surgeries, but looked pretty sharp on Saturday up at Bertha Garry.
Alir is another one that's been suggested could go through the ruck, but you started him in defence up in, I think it was Townsville, on the weekend before he rolled his ankle pretty early in the piece. It looked really a minor ankle. Is that how it's played out?
Yeah, it has, Jared. Oh, I thought he started the game well. We played an inter-club against the Giants the week before where he was really strong across half-back. It's a grade one syndesmosis. Now, syndesmosis injuries can be pretty debilitating, but it's a minor one, and it's responding well at this stage. So won't play on Friday night, certainly in calculations for the start of the year. We know he can play down back. He had an indifferent year, fair to say, last year. Almost that classic second-year blues, albeit with his fourth year on the list. But the ruck role's a bit different. I think it's evolved more than any other position over the last 12 months, and Leah played a bit of there as a junior. He can run around. He knows his way around the ground in space and traffic. Clearly we've still got high hopes for him as a key defender.
Tom, can I ask you a bit of a case study? They've been talking about the mid-season draft, right? And some thought that, okay, the mid-season draft might mean you might be able to recruit or swap with other AFL clubs. And it's a good case study. You can't do it at the moment, obviously, but if there was a mid-season draft, surely you would be sniffing around trying to poach a ruckman out of another club, quite possibly. Not now, well, but for the mid-season.
No, it's interesting, isn't it? I've always, and this is purely a personal view, so not speaking on behalf of the club, always, you've got the draft and the trade at the end of the season to set yourselves up for 12 months. Now, that's been forever and a day, well, certainly in my time. And then, like all things, when you're in the club environment, you start to look through the self-interest lens, and we're clearly in a bit of a unique position at the moment. So it sounds like in listening to Gil and Steve Hocking as recently as yesterday, it's something that they're really keen to explore and push. And and it would open a significant door for clubs to either fill a hole, to challenge, or to offload, to reload through the draft, whatever strategy you'd like to use. I guess for the punters out there, the challenging aspect is the mechanics of it with regards to the salary cap and what you can and what you can't do. How can you determine that you've got space, all of those sorts of things. So, look, I'd be surprised if it happens and is implemented for this year. But certainly the jungle drums are beating that way. And I think as a club, you have to look at all eventualities. And if that came in this year, we've all have to move pretty quickly.
Best side in to take on the Giants, best available?
Yeah, we are, Jared. We dropping down to the two JLT games. And we've taken a slightly different approach to pre-season this year. We've ramped up really quickly in getting minutes, game minutes into our best players. So, no, we're certainly putting out the best team we can. And it's an important hit out for us. And we're really fortunate that we stay in Sydney and play against a really top calibre side. So I'd encourage everyone to have a look on Friday night. And we'll be certainly putting our best foot forward.
Terrible news for Sam Naismith. I think he's going to be a sensational ruckman when he finally gets a good run over it with injury. But he's down for 12 months and not much you can do about it now except come up with a solution. Appreciate your time tonight, Tom.
No worries, guys. Anytime. Goodbye.